All right, we're here at TechEd with Alex Turner.
Yep.
So, Alex, who are you and what are you showing us?
I am the program manager for the C# compiler on the Visual Studio Languages team. And I just wanted to give you guys sort of a quick taste of sort of the evolution of treating code as data in C# back from C# 1.0, 2.0, and now all the new features we have with 3.0, including a little taste of link that hopefully will inspire you to go poke around and see it for yourself.
All right, let's see it in action.
All right. So, as a simple test to show you guys what's going on, I'm just going to filter over a list of customers. So we're going to start from a list of customers and find the ones who are from London. So I have here a customer object model, simple customer, customer ID, contact name, and city stored as strings, nothing too fancy here. And I also have a simple function load customers, which just sets me up an array of customers to play with. So I now have an array of customers, and I can do stuff with them. What I'm doing here is I'm calling load customers, getting back the list of customers, sending it to this display customers method, which reaches over them and outputs them to the console. Nothing too fancy. And if I run, you see I get all my customers output to the console. So I want to parameterize this so I can filter for just the customers in London, but I don't want to hard code that in case I want to do any other kind of filter in the future. So the way you typically do this in C# 1.0 to actually pass some sort of condition like filter for people in London is to use a delegate. And if I look here, I've set up a delegate customer filter. In this case, it takes a customer and returns a bool. And I have a sample filter here, is London customer, which just checks whether the customer city is London. And so I can go to my display customers method and parameterize it for this extra condition now. So I can say customer filter, and just call it filter. And then come down here inside the for each and do a test. Call my filter method, pass it the customer, and only when the filter method returns true do I actually output the data. And so I come back up here and say, okay, I'm going to do a new customer filter, pass it is London customer, the method I defined above. And if I run this now, I get just the customers who are from London. And so this works out, but I had to define a whole separate method, and then I had to have a lot of stuff here to actually pass it in. So what we introduced in C# 2.0 was a way to not have to make a separate method, but you could just go through here and specify the data actually directly. So I can go come here, delete new customer filter, and just directly say delegate taking a customer C and put that same logic back in there. And if I run this code, you see it does the same thing, but I didn't actually need the method above. I just was able to specify the entire thing in line here. Now, this is much better than it was before, but it still wasn't terse enough. It still wasn't short enough that people would write functional APIs that would actually operate this way. So we made it even easier, about as short as it could be in C# 3.0. I can now get rid of all of this, including the return line, and actually just say C goes to, with an arrow, C.city equals London, and get rid of a lot of this other boilerplate. So the line is really simple. And if I run this, you see it still does the same thing. It's taking a customer C and checking whether its city is London. And so we've made it this much easier for you to actually specify these kind of filters, this kind of code that you want to pass from one function to another. But if I wanted to add another condition, if I wanted to sort by some arbitrary field, I'd have to add still another parameter to this method, and we get more and more complicated. So the easiest way to do this is using sort of a new feature we have, link, and I'll give you a little peek at that now so you can explore it on your own. And instead of actually passing in custs, and then a separate condition, I can pass in the result of a simple link query and say from C in custs, where C.city equals London, select C. Come down here, make my method take, instead of a customer array, just a generic IEnumerable of customer. Get rid of my filter because it's now going to be specified as part of the parameter, and I get the same result. And you'll see, let's say the names are not sorted. I want to add another step to this. I'd like to sort by name. I can just say order by C.contactName, run it again, and easily modify my query. And I don't have to go ahead and change the method. And so this is just a little taste of link, but hopefully you guys are intrigued and we'll check it out some more and see all the powerful things that link can do for you and your programs.
Awesome. Thanks, Alex.
All right.